This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba leaving for Glasgow today to attend UN conference on climate change. Government decides to provide compensation to farmers for crop damage due to recent rain-induced disasters. Council of Ministers recommends the President to end the House session from midnight today and Moscow partially shuts down as Russia sees record COVID cases. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to provide relief to the farmers affected by the recent rain-induced disasters as per the intensity of damage on their crops. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held yesterday, Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Kark informed that the government decided to provide 65% compensation to the farmers who lost entire crops due to the disasters. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also recommended names of ambassadors to be appointed for India, the US and the UK. Minister Kaki said Dr. Shankar Sharma has been recommended as the ambassador to India, Professor Sridhar Khatri as the ambassador to the USA, and Gyanchandra Acharya has been recommended as the ambassador to the UK. Similarly, the meeting also gave its consent to the delegation to be led by Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma to visit India. COP26, the Global Climate Summit being held at Glasgow, UK, is taken as a significant opportunity to build international coordination and cooperation to face the challenges of climate change. Internalizing the significance, the meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday endorsed National Adaptation Plan 2021-2050, Nepal's long-term strategy for net zero emission and National Framework on Climate Change-Induced Loss and Damage. These documents and the agenda they have would be presented with top priority by the government in the COP26. The COP26 is being held from October 31 to November 12 at the Glasgow City of Scotland, the UK. Meanwhile, a high-level delegation led by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is scheduled to leave for Glasgow today to attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference COP26. The 26th meeting of the Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change COP26 is taking place from 31st of October to 12th of November. The Nepali delegation comprises the Minister for Forests and Environment, Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav, and secretaries of various ministries among the government officials. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has directed the concerned bodies not to leave any stone unturned to achieve the government's goal of vaccinating all eligible citizens against COVID-19. Speaking at the first meeting of COVID-19 Crisis Management Coordination Centre yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba asked all the bodies concerned to provide free vaccine to all citizens on time. As per the details presented by the Ministry of Health and Population in the meeting, 34% of the total population has got first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, while 22% of the population have been fully vaccinated so far. The government has made a recommendation to President Bidya Devi Bhandari to end the parliamentary session. Yesterday's meeting of the Council of Ministers has recommended to end the session of the parliament with effect from midnight on Friday. A member of the Council of Ministers said the main opposition party, CPN-UML, have been obstructing the parliamentary session that started on September 8. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka and Ambassador of the United Kingdom to Nepal Nicola Powitt held a cordial meeting at the Foreign Ministry yesterday. Foreign Ministry informed that they discussed the matter related to friendship and cooperation between the two countries. extending gratitude towards the UK government for its support in prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Dr. Khadka said Nepal's participation in the United Nations Climate Change Conference has further demonstrated Nepal's commitment to mitigate the impacts of climate change. The 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress is scheduled to be held from December 10 to 12. A meeting of the party's Central Election Committee held at the party's central office on Thursday set a new date for holding the 14th General Convention in Kathmandu from December 10 to 12 after holding all the elections from the ward to the province level. The Nepali Congress will convene ward conventions in Sindhupalchok, Dolpa, Banke, Kailali, Surkhet, Saptari, Silaha, Thanusa, Mahottari, Sarlahi, Bara and Persa districts on November 13, rural municipal conventions on November 16 and regional assembly regional conventions on November 19. It has been stated that the convention of the district where the convention has been held on November 22 and more than one House of Representatives election will be held on November 26. Similarly, the regional conventions of Solukhumbu, Darchula and Meghdi are scheduled to be held on November 13 and the district conventions on November 17. The district convention of Jumla district will be held on November 17. The annual report of the Nepal Dalit Commission, NDC, for the fiscal year 2021 has been tabled in the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Badu, on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, presented the report in the meeting yesterday. A 24-member delegation led by Spanish Speaker Blanca Martín Delgado held a cordial meeting with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba at Balwatar yesterday. Expressing happiness over the Lumbini Garden project to be constructed in Spain, Prime Minister Deoba vowed to provide support to make the project complete. The Prime Minister also said the meeting further strengthened Nepal-Spain relation. On the occasion, Spanish Speaker Delgado said the Lumbini Garden project in Spain would help expand publicity of the birthplace of Lord Buddha. The delegation arrived in Kathmandu yesterday at the invitation of Speaker of Bagmati Province Sanu Kumar Srestha. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Srestha has said the government has forwarded a campaign to make foreign employment safe, dignified and systematic. During an interaction with Nepali community organized by Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi yesterday, Minister Srestha, who is in the United Arab Emirates leading a Nepali delegation to attend the 6th ministerial level Abu Dhabi dialogue, shared that the government had been raising voices for the Nepali workers in abroad. A total of 591 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 664 people got recovery from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, two persons died of the virus in the past 24 hours, pushing the corona-related death toll to 11,382. The government of Japan has provided additional 114 oxygen generators to support Nepal's efforts in tackling the COVID-19 pandemic. Charles de Affair of the Embassy of Japan, Yoshioka Yuzu, expressed happiness to assist Nepali hospitals. In August, Japan provided 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines to Nepal. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Rajendra Pandey took oath of office and secrecy yesterday. The province chief Yadav Raj Sharma administered the oath of office and secrecy to CPN Unified Socialist Leader and Province Assembly Member Pandey amid a function in Hetonda yesterday. Yesterday itself, Chief Minister Pandey formed a four-member cabinet appointing three ministers. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Russia has reported record numbers of daily COVID-19 cases and deaths as Moscow shut down non-essential services for 11 days to fight the surge in infections. Retail outlets, restaurants and sporting and entertainment venues are all closed, along with schools and kindergartens. Only shops selling food, medicine and other essentials are allowed to remain open. Authorities have also given workers across Russia 9 days off from Saturday to curb infections. Russia has reported a record 1,159 deaths from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, while more than 40,000 new infections were reported on Thursday. Facebook had changed its corporate name to Meta as part of a major rebrand. The company said it would better encompass what it does as it broadens its reach beyond social media into areas like virtual reality, VR. The change does not apply to its individual platforms such as Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, only the parent company that owns them. The move follows a series of negative stories about Facebook based on documents leaked by an ex-employee. Franz Hogan has accused the company of putting profits over safety. In 2015, Google restructured its company, calling its parent firm Alphabet. However, the name has not caught on. Top oil executives have appeared before U.S. lawmakers to face allegations they misled the public about climate change. Major producers were quizzed about the impact of fossil fuels they profit from and their environmental toll. The hearing on Thursday, which Democrats hailed as historic, marked the first time oil bosses had answered questions publicly and on oath. The six-hour session saw some heated exchanges with firms such as BP and Shell facing tough questions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbazoo Deoba leaving for Glasgow today to attend UN conference on climate change. Government decides to provide compensation to farmers for crop damage due to recent rain-induced disasters. Council of Ministers recommends the President to end the House session from midnight today. And Moscow partially shuts down as Russia sees record COVID cases. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.